This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The special discussion on Operation Sindoor will resume in the Lok Sabha today. The discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operation in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was initiated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the House yesterday. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said India's military response to the Pahalgam attack signalled a new normal in countering cross-border terrorism. He outlined a five-point approach that now defines India's stance, which is terrorists will not be treated as proxies, cross-border terrorism will face appropriate response, terror and talks cannot go hand in hand, only talks on terror are possible, and India will not succumb to nuclear blackmail, and terrorism cannot coexist with good neighbourly relations.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. 1, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. 2, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. 3, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. 4, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
The External Affairs Minister strongly denied any external mediation in ending the India-Pakistan conflict in May, asserting that the US had no role. He also said no link existed between ongoing trade discussions and military actions. Earlier, initiating the discussion in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said India carried out a collaborated and non-escalatory operation targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan in response to the cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam. He said over 100 terrorists were neutralized and 9 hideouts were destroyed.
यह साफ संदेश दिया कि हम समुद्र से लेकर जमीन तक पाकिस्तान के हर महत्वपूर्ण ठिकानों पर प्रहार करने में न केवल सक्षम हैं बल्कि हम तैयार हैं। अध्यक्ष महोदय, इस ऑपरेशन का मकसद टेररिस्ट कैंप्स और उनके सपोर्टर्स को टारगेट करना, उन्हें नष्ट नाबूद करना था और यह साफ संदेश देना था कि भारत आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध जीरो टॉलरेंस रखता है। भारत ने कार्रवाई इसलिए रोकी क्योंकि कॉन्फ्लिक्ट के पहले और उसके दौरान जो भी पॉलिटिकल और मिलिट्री ऑब्जेक्टिव तय किए गए थे उसे हम पूरी तरह से हासिल कर चुके थे। इस सीमा पार करना या वहां की टेरिटरी कैप्चर करना इस ऑपरेशन का उद्देश्य नहीं था। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर प्रारंभ करने का मकसद था, अध्यक्ष महोदय, उन टेरर नर्सरीज को खत्म कर देना जिन्हें पाकिस्तान ने बरसों से पाला पोसा था।
The Supreme Court has refused to stop the Election Commission from publishing the draft electoral rolls for Bihar on August 1st, as per the schedule notified for the special intensive revision. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joy Mallya Bagchi did not hold a detailed hearing, as Justice Kant had to attend an administrative meeting with the Chief Justice. However, he assured the petitioners that the matter would be heard at the earliest and asked lawyers to indicate the estimated time needed for arguments by today. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 27th batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims left Jammu early this morning under tight security for the Kashmir Valley. A total of 1,490 pilgrims departed from the Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in a convoy of 61 vehicles. The National Education Policy 2020, NEP, completes its 5 years today. The launch of NEP laid out an ambitious roadmap to transform India's schools into spaces where learning is no longer confined to textbooks, marks or memorization. Our correspondent reports that over the past 5 years, the policy has laid the foundation for a more inclusive, learner-focused and future-ready education system in India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Divya Deshmukh became the first Indian to win the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Koneru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. The match lasted for 3 days and was decided through tie breaks, with Divya emerging victorious with a score of 2.5 to 1.5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.